We drafted him a long time ago in Dallas. I think he was the fifth pick in the draft. Played great for me there. Then we brought him to Cincinnati, played for me there, and then here, obviously. So, but Terrence is an unbelievable person, great guy, very smart, really good player, but a better person.
Now, Terrence had a couple of interceptions in that Oakland game. I know you're super big on technique. On his second interception, the one back right of the end zone.
Carr fade, back right of the end zone. Terrence Newman intercepted it, his second today.
Is that about as good as you can play what looked to be a really good pass from Derek Carr?
Yeah, he played it very well. You know, he got his eyes back to the quarterback, pinned him to the sideline, was able to go up and get the ball in between his hands, tipped it, and then made a nice play on it.
Statistically, your defense is either at or near the top of the NFL in several key categories. You've seen defense at an extremely high level for a long time. Does this feel like one of the best defenses in the NFL?
I just think we can be a lot better than what we are. I've always felt like the really, really good defenses are more dominating, and we have little lapses here and there. So we've got to do a better job in finishing those lapses.
Green Bay today, just an overview of Green Bay's offense and what you've seen from this year.
Very similar to what they have been in the past. You know, they're getting a lot of three-wide personnel, hand the ball off to either Starks or Lacy. You know, and they want to get Cobb the ball in the slot. He's like that. And then they'll mix things up. But, you know, Rodgers is the guy. He moves around well in the pocket. He sees a lot of things. He's got a great quick release. They're very good.
Are you noticing anything different with Aaron this year compared to what you've seen in the past?
No, not really.
Steps up, still looking, veers to his left, throws the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown!
He looks exactly the same to me. He's one of the best quarterbacks that we'll face all year and maybe one of the best we've ever faced.
What about their pass rush?
It's pretty good. They've got the two outside linebackers. Obviously, Peppers is doing a good job. You know, they add Clay Matthews in there as the extra rusher quite a bit and play a lot of man-to-man in the back end. So, you know, that always makes it more difficult.
Let's watch some film with the head coach.
Yeah, this is right after they scored. They took the lead 14-13, so they're starting to get the momentum back. You know, and they had a couple squib kicks, but you see how tight they are into the middle of the field.
You don't see that often, do you?
No, it was unusual. I noticed it going into the week. When he got the ball, we kicked the first guy out, and then we did a nice job of sealing the edge. You see Rhett Ellison sealing the edge. And really, this is a nice cut by Cordero to get inside of Thielen right here, who kicks him out, and then we seal the edge, and it's almost like a wall punt return at this point.
In a game of big plays, given you had just given up the lead, this was a huge play.
It was a huge play, and gave us a chance to go in the locker room. Really, we missed the field goal at the end, but we could have went up by 10 going into the locker room at halftime.
Battled for and intercepted! Terrence Newman! With his second pick of the day.
This was a big play in the ball game as well. And they got down in the red zone. And so now we're going to start playing a little bit more aggressively. He came out and decided to throw a fade. And you see Terrence, he's doing a great job. He's on top of the receiver. We tell him to play the goal line here in this situation. And then the good part he does, he boxes off, gets guy up underneath him, and tips the ball up. The key to it is that he's looking back for it to see the ball.
Wow.
With the fade. And then he was smart to set it down in the end zone.